And now the Mishnah says, what are these three places? It says, Beis Atinus, or Beis Tanisus. And it says, they both had an attic, a binyan, on top of it. See, Burley, the question like this, what's like the pshat that had an upper chamber? Aliyas Mamishevi, were there really an upper chamber on top of them? Or Duma Meba just means they had the Gevia, they were much taller, they were like elevated, these rooms. Megava, very tall, Ki Aliyas, like it was on an upper chamber. Maybe not, maybe it was just raised. So was it really an upper chamber or not? So Masa Toshma coming here. If not, we learn like this. Shebet Sofon, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shebet Sofon, Shar HaNitzutz. Was this Shar HaNitzutz? And it says, Kali Shar Nitzutz, Kimin Achsadria. It was like the type of a porch over there. It was like an Achsadria. And it was open in one wall. Hoya, V'Aliya, V'Nuya Gaba. There was an upper chamber on top of it. Shekahanim Shemim Mamalam. That the Kohanim used to be standing on top, watching from top, while Leviim milamata and Leviim are watching on the bottom. Or Pesach Chayla and had an entrance over their doorway, Lechel, to go out to the Chayil. So Kitzis Mashma clearly here that there was really an upper chamber. It wasn't just on elevated, but the Meister, there was an upper chamber there. Yeah. That went out here to Lechel. The way went outside. And up the Kusha went Lechel. Now it says, how do we know this from? How do we know this? How do we know this? Like we're saying now, in this base, the base on Itzus, the Kahanim were on top and Levim were on the bottom. So how do we know that? Because they're both watching in the same place. So when it says, the Torah Rabbanan went like this, the Pasuk says in the Midbar, V'yilavu olecha v'yishasucha. Hashem was telling them, like Aaron, that Levim will come and help you along. V'yavodah secha kosim adabim. He said, Levim will come and help you along in your avodah and your shemira. Master, Levim will come and watch the same place where you're watching also. Toim, you're telling me about avodah secha, means that Levim will come and help the Kohanim in their work. Kosim adabim, that's what Pasuk is talking about. Or Yehine, maybe not that way. El abavodosim. Means Levim will come and help in their avodah, what they're supposed to be doing. Mar says no. Kishuim, when the pasuk says v'nilvu alecha v'shomru l'chol kelev l'chol avodosoi harei b'avodosim amar. That's the second pasuk. It's talking about they'll help us with their avodah. What the Kohen Levim used to watch the kelim. If so, homani mikam. What do I do with this first pasuk? V'yilavu alecha, they'll come and help you v'shasluchu, they'll work with you. Is b'avodosech akosim medaber. That they'll come and help you along with your avodah, with your shmira. Okay, so how's it come out? Kahanim shomim mamalo. The Kohanim like were watching on top. Or Leviim mamata and Leviim are watching on the bottom. So that's what this was about. Based on Timus and based on Nitzus, there was an aliyah, an attic built on top. That the Kohanim, they were the Ikka, they were on top. And the Leviim, they were tofel, they were on bottom. Then it says in Mishnah, Beis Hamoikad, that's where they had the heat always there. It was always a fire of heat. Is Kippa. It wasn't an attic on top, but rather was a tall building with an arch on top. Well, Bayez Godelhoi, it was a very big room. V'chad Shemer, who the heavy Beis HaMoiket? So there's a question like this. Mashman HaMishnah, there was only one Shemer there in the Beis HaMoiket. But the Gemara, is that really true? Or in Minu, I have a question. It says, Shnei Sh'orim, Hayu the Beis HaMoiket. There were two gates, there were two doors-like entrances to this Beis HaMoiket. Echot Pesuch L'chayil, once open up to the Chayil, that's the first few Amis inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Yechot Pesuch L'Yazorah, one opened up, like one was downwards to the Chayil, one was on the left side to the Yazorah. So if the Kasher is, if there are two separate doors there, the Chayil should have to have two different Shemim there, each one watching by a different door. Smer says, no, Om Rav Yehuda, Bozeh Shenichnostim L'Yazorah, he used to go into the Azara through that door. No, he said this. Possession of some Azara, the door that used to go into the Azara, Pish Pish Kotten Hoyoloy. There was also a small side entrance to it. Sheboy Nichnostim Lovlush Azara. That used to come in the inspector. Lovlush, that's the inspector, the one that used to go around inspecting to make sure all the Shemim are awake, not sleeping. So he used to come in there. So, a couple of the question is though, since there were two gates there, there should have been two shomrim in the Beis HaMikdash. How come the Mishnah's Mashma is only one shomer there? So when it says Omer Abaya, Kiv and the Gabi Hador the Heavy Kaimi, since both doors, both entrances were near one another, Sagilu Bechad Shomrim, it's enough to have just one watchman there. Du Lohochi, for Du Lohochi, he could look here and look there. He could look both ways. The kids, he could take care. He could watch over on both sides. Therefore, it wouldn't be a glance both ways. A glance on this side and glance on that side. So one shrine was enough. Then it says it was Muk of Ravdim. There was pavement with Shel Evin. It had what? Stones there. It was surrounded with stones that were projecting. Muk of Ravdim Shel Evin. So it says, Ravdim, my new. What were these things? What was exactly projecting over here? Is Gistato Yispusa. The solid pool, Yistabosa. It was like projecting like the stones that were sticking out, and they used those small stones like. So they used them, the kids were like little stones. It would have them in the water, it was chopped down stones that you could use either to climb up on them to get to the big stones on top, but there were stones sticking out of the wall that you could climb up and use them. So Marissa questions, if you have a Mithlag Yavonim, was it possible were you allowed to cut these avonim to make them smaller in shape? I will see the prophet says, "The habayis be benoist to heaven shloimei." When they're building the base in Yiddish, like it had to be done with the complete stones. Stones are already made. You're not allowed to cut the stones. And Amr Rabbi Abayi says in the case here was the mesakni yomaisi mikoro avnei zustrol. Not that they chopped the stones, but they prepared before smaller stones. They found smaller stones and larger stones, and they put them together, and when they were building this wall, they had bigger stones sticking out on top, and smaller stones sticking out on the bottom, and they used to like walk up, use the smaller stones for a step to walk up to the big ones, and on the big stones, that's where the Kohen would sleep. The Avne Rav Ravusa, the Mikor Avnes, which had small stones, the Avne Rav Ravusa and big stones, because so the Pasuk says, Avne Esther Amos, there was some Avonim that would send some stones that were 10 amas wide, long, the Yavne Shemayin amas, and there were some stone eight. And that's where they started out, but they had big and small ones. The kids in this base of my God, on the wall, there were stones sticking out, projecting out. And on these stones, the Mishnah says that Zikne Beisavi Shem Shem, the old economy used to sleep over there. For the more of our mind, what do they have to sleep on the stones for? Layo Mitas, let them bring their bed in there. They had a right to go to sleep, let them bring a bed inside the base of Migdish. Rabbi Yabai says no. Lavur chaya leyulei mitas the Beis Hamikdash. It's not nice. It's not the proper respect to bring a bed into the Beis Hamikdash. So they couldn't have beds in the Beis Hamikdash. So after the Kohen, they have to go to sleep at night. They were there. They used to sleep in this Beis Hamikdash. There was a hot room. There was a room that had a lot of heat there, and there were stones sticking out from the wall. Big stones. They used to sleep on these big stones. Then it says in the Mishnah that Pirchei Kuhuna ish kisos debaretz. The young Kohanim, they used to sleep on the floor with their own pillow. He used to each put his own pillow down on the floor. For the Gemara, my husband called me Rovrim. How come before, they're called youths, very young.